Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is one of the wildest stories out right now. Donald Trump may have just cost himself the midterms because he couldn't stop himself from using a slur. This article is titled, MAGA Power Broker Takes Revenge on Trump for Using Awful Slur. An Indiana Republican is now refusing to enact Donald Trump's redistricting plan, which would net them a few seats during the midterms and win them the House. Now, Democrats are slated to take back the House in sort of a blowout, which would effectively end Donald Trump's term, turn him into a lame duck president, and potentially allow for his impeachment, but at the very least, turn him into a lame duck and just end his term. This Indiana Republican came out and said he is refusing to go on board with Donald Trump's redistricting after Trump called Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, quote unquote, retarded. I want to show you the long, hate-filled Thanksgiving Truth Social post in which Donald Trump calls Governor Tim Walz a slur for the mentally disabled, but just keep in mind, Donald Trump has entered us into this new era of heated politics. When you see people getting mad at one another and you see the atmosphere getting more and more tense around politics, it's because Donald Trump entered this saying that Obama wasn't born in America. That's like a racist conspiracy theory. He was saying that Hillary Clinton needs to be locked up. His opponents are dumb and weak and he would make up nicknames for people on his own side. He then tried to steal an election, is posting AI videos of Obama being locked up. And in this post where he says, a very happy Thanksgiving to all of our great American citizens and patriots who have been so nice in allowing our country to be divided, disrupted, carved up, murdered, beaten, mugged, and laughed at. I mean, dude, it starts off as a very nice Thanksgiving post, and then it turns into Heath Ledger's Joker from the Christopher Nolan trilogy. But as you scroll down through this crazy, hate-filled rant, he then says, quote, the seriously retarded governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, does nothing either through fear or incompetence, while the worst Congress man/woman in our country, Ilhan Omar, always wrapped in her swaddling hijab. I mean, this is just an old, angry, hate-filled president who is talking about people's hijabs, calling people the R-slur, a slur for the mentally disabled. Now, Indiana Republican Mike Bohesik said he would oppose GOP redistricting efforts after Trump called Tim Walz retarded. Before we even dig into this story, I want to actually back up to the national stage because Republicans just shot themselves in the foot. They got hoisted by their own petard, not only in this scenario, but I want you to check this out. Do you remember when Texas was trying to create 5 new seats? So then California, in response, created 5 new seats as well, only California did it the right way. They put it up for a vote. The people of California voted less than a month ago on November 4th, yes, on Prop 50 and created 5 new seats. Well, a week ago or so, on November 18th, a federal judge in Texas struck down the Texas congressional map. The Texas map got struck down because they were surgically targeting black communities and trying to gerrymander them out, so nullify their vote, which is racist and unconstitutional. After this new map got struck down and Texas lost 5 seats, the question then became, does California now lose its 5 seats? Well, the person who wrote the map for California then posted, since everyone is asking, no, this doesn't undo Prop 50. The trigger language was removed in the legislative process as it was clear that Texas was redistricting. So even if their map is invalidated or postponed, the Prop 50 map stays in place. Governor Gavin Newsom then jumps in on the news regarding federal judges blocking Texas's map. He said, Donald Trump and Greg Abbott played with fire, got burned, and democracy won. This ruling is a win for Texas and for every American who fights for free and fair elections. So with that in mind, just remember, Donald Trump was scrambling because he lost the 5 House seats he was supposed to gain in Texas. they gained it through brute force, rigging the map, but they lost it. So then he thought, I'm going to go to Indiana and I'm going to pressure this Republican. But new, breaking news, Indiana Senate Republican Mike Bohasik, whose daughter has Down syndrome, says he is a no on redistricting, citing Trump's slur. So imagine, you are a Republican and Donald Trump, even J.D. Vance, all of these people have been pressuring you. They have been launching full court press, a pressure campaign to get you to destroy our democracy. Then you see the President of the United States on Truth Social using this word, quote unquote, Arsler, Governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz. This is not a way you should play politics. This is not an angry style of governing the president should be using. So this Indiana Senate Republican, you know, my home state is Indiana. I grew up there. I'm recording from my parents' house right now in Northwest Indiana, but now I live and work in Chicago, which is pretty close on the map, just an hour away. So I understand how Republican the state can be, but even people in Indiana, even the people in power in Indiana are like, dude, I'm not gonna destroy our state's map for you, Trump. So Michael Bohasik says, many of you have been asking my position on redistricting. I have been an unapologetic advocate for people with intellectual disabilities since the birth of my second daughter. Those of you that don't know me or my family might not know that my daughter has Down syndrome. This is not the first time our president has used these insulting or derogatory references, and his choices of words have consequences. I will be voting no on redistricting. Perhaps he can use the next 10 months to convince voters that his policies and behavior deserve a congressional majority. Boom! He gets to the heart of the problem here. If you want a congressional majority, you have to win it via the democratic mechanisms that we have in place, also known as the midterms, or special elections, or the 2028 elections. If you want your party to retain power, you have to earn the voters' trust. You can't just con them, swindle them, and say that you're going to make the country more affordable, as Donald Trump did. He lied a lot. And then make everything more expensive when you get into office, and then rig the midterm maps because you don't want to deal with the consequences of you making everything more expensive. So, when Senator Bohasik says, perhaps he can use the next 10 months to convince voters that his policies deserve a congressional majority, boom, he's striking right to the heart of this, and it's beautiful to see. Republican Indiana State Senator Mike Bohasik said he is no, just an unequivocal no on the state's GOP redistricting effort due to Donald Trump's use of a slur. So he took a loss in Indiana, he took a loss in Texas, California's map, according to the person who created it, is still staying. You know, Newsom did this really clever thing where right as they were putting it up for a vote, they quietly remove this provision in Prop 50, in the measurement to gain 5 California seats democratically. They secretly removed this part that said, if Texas's map gets nullified, our map gets nullified. It was basically a trigger provision that equalized both maps, but they removed it, so now California gets to keep their 5 seats, meaning this might be the largest political backfire I've ever seen. You play with fire, you get burned, according to Governor Gavin Newsom. So if you're wondering why the President of the United States is going on long, insane tantrums trying to gain attention, it's due to a few things. They're going to lose the midterms due to affordability, lack of transparency with the Epstein files, multiple debacles in the Middle East, multiple foreign policy blunders, like with Russia and Ukraine, but also saying that there was a peace deal, a long-term peace deal between Israel and Gaza, and then Gaza just gets immediately struck and starved by Israel more. It's a very disgusting display, and I'm glad that Michael Bohasik is leading the way with other Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene, like Thomas Massey, other Republicans who are saying, dude, Trump, we are not going to go along with your crazy shit. I mean, Marjorie's a little bit more crazy, but at least they are not going along with his most authoritarian impulses. So credit where credit is due. Thank you to Michael Bohasik for holding the line, and you shouldn't use slurs in the realm of politics. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.